Sticking with the theme of disgusting things, all right, I'm tipping my hand a little bit here, but this is perhaps the most divisive liquid of the past decade. The coffee beverage, sure to elicit equal parts cheers and derision. Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Latte, the PSL. More than 200 million have been ordered since its launch in 2003. Coffee connoisseurs, of course, put forth that this is not coffee. To people ready for the sweet taste of the fall season, it's frothy heaven.
Us here, Starbucks, we said,
"Hey, Pumpkin, meet Spice. You guys are going to be best friends."
I kid, but they are.
Okay, we will go no further debating the flavor. Instead, Todd Bookman takes us inside the cup, where there's some controversy brewing over the safety of its ingredients.
This controversy gets its legs from someone who is herself controversial.
Vani Hari, creator of foodbabe.com.
We reached the food babe at her home in North Carolina. A former management consultant, she's now a blogger and self-proclaimed food investigator. Her website is big. It gets something like a million visits each month. A lot of its content is about the dangers of processed foods, like what's in the bread at Subway. Hari does not have a background in science, and that's something her critics like to bring up. She answers them like this.
You know, you don't need to be a doctor to know that smoking causes cancer, and you don't need to be a nutritionist to read an ingredient label and to be able to research.
Hari made a big splash earlier this fall when she posted the previously undisclosed ingredients of Starbucks Pumpkin Spice Latte. Among other concerns, she really doesn't like the caramel coloring they use.
And for me, seeing that a coffee drink that's in an opaque cup, like a pumpkin spice latte, is colored with this ammonia-based artificial food dye, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And it also is very alarming that they are putting this chemical in my drink.
The specific chemical in that coloring goes by the very scientific-sounding abbreviation 4-MEI. It's in a lot of stuff, including sodas. We'll get back to 4-MEI in a minute. But first, let's lay a foundation for what a chemical actually is.
Everything we eat is a chemical, whether it be the sugar that we add to our food or the salt that we add to our food, or the fats that make bacon taste so delicious.
This is Professor John Hayes, a food scientist at Penn State University.
So this idea that chemicals are somehow inherently scary and just putting the word chemical on something to make it a scary additive really just plays on the ignorance of the American public and the lack of science education we have.
I asked Hayes to measure that ignorance, put it on a scale of 1 to 10. How little do we as eaters understand what we are actually eating, the science of it?
Maybe a 2.
Hayes, by the way, is not a 10 by his own admission. His research is in human flavor perception, not the relative safety or risk of specific chemicals. But he is familiar with another ingredient that Food Babe wants removed from the pumpkin spice latte. It's called carrageenan.
Right. So carrageenan is an extract that comes from seaweed. And it's commonly found in a lot of food products because it's used to stabilize them and improve the texture.
Some doctors and scientists say this seaweed extract can lead to serious intestinal problems. The FDA says otherwise and still permits its use. As for 4-MEI in the caramel coloring, its full name is pronounced
4-methylimidazole.
Thank you for that, Jacob Lahn. He's a food scientist at Drexel University.
Anything that has both sugars and proteins, which is really most of what we eat when we expose it to high heat, when we brown them, you get a huge cascade of reactions that produce a number of volatile compounds.
And 4-MEI is one of those compounds. When the flavor company is making the caramel coloring at the caramel coloring factory, it isn't dumping in buckets of 4-MEI. 4-MEI shows up because it is a byproduct of the heating process. But that doesn't mean it is necessarily safe. A 2007 study by the National Toxicology Program found that 4-MEI causes lung tumors in some mice. The FDA didn't take action because it said the study was flawed, that the amount of it given to those mice would be the equivalent of a human being drinking 1,000 sodas per day. Like all chemicals, dosage size matters. Jacob Lahn says, regardless of any single study, people have a right to ask questions about 4-MEI and whatever else is in their food.
I think often concern is warranted, but hysteria isn't.
As for the pumpkin spice latte, Vani Hari, the food babe, says she hopes Starbucks will act quickly to remove the coloring from its drink. For The Pulse, I'm Todd Bookman.